Now, again, if you'll tell me how your prison experience influenced you for the rest of your life.
You're recording?
Yeah.
I might say it differently.
That's all right.
Give me an analogy. With teeth, everything you do to a tooth has a residual impact. You may not be aware of it, but it's there. And likewise with this kind of experience. So it influenced my life in some ways that I know about, and I'm sure in many ways that I don't know about. But I did have a better appreciation of food. I don't like to waste food. I can remember cursing myself for having left things over when I was real hungry. I had wonderful exposure to different nationalities, from South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Yugoslavia, Poles, Scotsmen. I saw a little bit of apartheid before I really knew what apartheid was, in the South African barracks, where the South Africans stayed together, but they had some coloreds, or not quite blacks, and they would have to stay out, and not in the regular barracks, but in some little cubicle. It was, from that point of view, culturally, it gave you a great appreciation of what other people were like, and when those that I could talk to found out how they lived, what their families were, and so forth. I was especially friendly with the Scotch physicians and the Yugoslavian dentists. And of course, my friend that was a partner with Dr. Kimmelman, who remained lifelong friends until he recently passed away.
Yeah. Your prisoner of war groups have continued to remain as a group active. Are you still involved with these people?
Not really. My only involvement were specific individuals. Namely, finally, two or three. I mentioned Dr. Kimmelman over and over again because he was from Philadelphia. And until he died last summer, we were in continuous contact. And the Donald McCarron, who was my dental assistant, an 18-year-old young fellow at the time, has remained friends with me. And I just visited him last Sunday in New York. He came in from Chicago. And there is an ex-prisoner of war association, but I don't know those people, so there was no simpatico.
Right.
The people I referred to, and Dr. Piazza, who also died recently, were from my unit, and although we were not together in prison camp, our common denominators were such that we remained friends. Mm.
Is there anything else that you can remember from your prisoner of war days?
One of the things, speak about fright and unusual situation, is I want to record this. When I first arrived at this particular camp, we came in with a group of 100 or 125 officers, which a week later or so were called out and 3 o'clock in the morning to a snow-filled yard to be transferred to an officer's camp. And I was maybe in the first 15 or 20 to register, so I thought my name would be near the top of the list. And the procedure that the Germans followed, they had a building that straddled the camp wire. You went in one end, and they searched you, and you went on the other side, and you either got on a truck or a train. So we're standing there and with great apprehension because what's going to happen? And they called 10 names, didn't call me, another 10 names. And this went on, and all of a sudden there's only two of us left in this yard with the little light bulb. I could see the figure, but I couldn't see him well. And I called over to him and I said, "What is your name?" And he says, "Kimmelman." And I said, "Are you Jewish?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "We might be dead." It sounds funny now, but I really...
Yeah.
As I got closer to him, I was able to see that he had a Red Cross insignia on his armband, as we all did. And I said, are you the medics? He said, yes, I'm a dentist. So the question arose, why did they keep us here? Did they keep us because we were Jewish? Or did they keep us because
you're a dentist?
And at that moment, it was a high level of anxiety. We were told to go back, and then we had advice from a Canadian. The prison camp had a system of hierarchy, and each national group elected an individual who was a representative, but they called him a man of confidence, who would be the go-between the German commandant and so forth. And they were in the know what to do. So since there were no American